The Torah tells us in this week's Parashas Noach how Noach sends out the Yoinam to find the pigeon to see if the waters have subsided. And the Pasuk says, V'tavala Yoinam leis erev. And the Yoinam returns to him in the evening. V'hine alei zayis tera b'fiyah. There's a dry olive leaf in her mouth. And the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis teaches us, V'hine alei zayis tera b'fiyah. Amar Rabbi Lezer, Amar Rabbi Yoinam lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Yoinam said to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, you mizonaisai merurim kezayis. My sustenance should be as bitter as an olive umusurim b'yotcha, but it should be in your hands. Vayim sukum kedvash. They should not be as sweet as honey umusurim b'yad bos v'dam. We should be dependent on other people. The Sefer Siach Yaakov explains that if we look at the way the oiriv, the raven that Noach sent out to find Mezoinus behaved, and we look at the Yoina, it was totally different. The raven was sent, the oiriv was sent, and he didn't even travel. He stayed near the teva. Whereas the Yoina was anxious to find a place, to find a dry leaf where he could rest and not have to come back to the teva. And the question is obvious. What was the Yoina missing in the teva? As the Medrash explains, that in the teva, every animal, every insect was fed and taken care of by Noach and his family. So why would the Yoina be looking for a place to rest rather than to just go back to the teva, which was actually what was the thinking of the Oiriv. The Oiriv said, why would I want to leave the teva? And if we look in the wording of the Psukim, we'll find interesting wording. The Pasuk says regarding Noach sending the Oiriv, the Pasuk says, V'yishlach es Oiriv. He sent him on a message to tell him if the world got dry. And the Pasuk says, V'yishlach es Oiriv, V'yetze yotzu v'shoiv. The Yoina, the Oiriv, really remained very close to the teva. When we speak about the Yoina, the Pasuk says, V'yishlach es ha-yoina mi'itoi. The Torah uses different words. V'yishlach es ha-yoina mi'itoi. There was no intention for the Yoina to come back. The Yoina didn't want to come back. It only came back because it had nowhere to rest. If it found somewhere to rest, then it wouldn't come back. Why? Because the Yoina said to Noach, I don't want to be in the teva. Not that I am missing anything in the teva. Not that it's now wonderful here in the teva. But in the teva, I don't have the feeling that I am dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I want to live a life that I am dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, he says to Noach, please send me, not with the intention of coming back. The Oiriv agreed to leave, but he only agreed to leave if he could be given the opportunity of a shlichus. The definition of a shlichus, of a messenger, is that the messenger comes back to the person who sent him. And he says, I don't want to leave. And if you make me go, I will only agree to go reluctantly. As we see, he remained always very close to the teva, because he had it so good in the teva, and he's not a kosher bird, and he doesn't recognize how dependent we should be on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that was what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says, Kol chai she'itcha mikol basar ba'oif v'behem v'kol ha'roimus ha'roimus al'aretz ha'itzei itcha. And there's a question how to pronounce the word. Ha'itzei is the ksiv. What is the kree? The kree is ha'itzei. You have to force them to leave. They did not want to be dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yoina, which we know that Klal Yisrael is compared to the Yoina, is the only one that wanted to be dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not on Noach. And the Gemara Masechta Yumadaf Ayin Vav Amen Aleph teaches us, Shaul Talmidav is Rav Shimon ben Yochai. The Talmidim of Rav Shimon ben Yochai ask him, M'nei ma'lo yarlam Yisrael mon pamachs b'shana. Why did Klai Yisrael have to get mon every day? Why didn't they just get enough for a whole year? Amlahem, emshlecha mashal, I'll give you a mashal, an analogy. L'ma'ad av adayim, l'mel basudam sheshta ben echad. So a king has one son. Pasalag mazanayis pamachs b'shana. And he says, I'm going to support you. You'll come pick up a check once a year. He only came once a year to pick up the check. So he changed the system. He said, you have to come every day to get your support. So he came every day. If we have somebody who has a large family, he's constantly worried. When they were in the Midbar and the man was coming down, they were concerned, maybe there won't be any man tomorrow. My family will perish. By relying on the man and knowing that every day we have to wait for the man again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, specifically in the area of Mizoinus, in the area of support, of livelihood, left that it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu that gives us Mizoinus, and that we should recognize that all of our parnasa and all of our means of living only come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara Masechta Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Ches, Amar Aleph says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kasha Mizoinus of Shel Adam, Yoisim and Agula. The Panosa is more difficult, even more than Gula. The Malach will bring a redemption to Klai Yisrael. And the way the Sefer Siach Yaakov explains is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world that we should need to rely constantly on Him for Panosa. He created that the world doesn't need to rely, that there's a teva, there's a nature in the world that goes as it goes, there's a natural order to the world, except by Mizoinus. That's where it has to be, only in the hands of Kadosh Baruch Hu, that every one of us who needs support on a daily basis needs to recognize it only comes from our Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why Chazal teaches us, Amr Rav Shizbi, there in Masechet Pesachim, Shmei Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, Kasha Mizoinus Oif Shaladim Kriyas Yamsov. The Gemara compares Mizoinus support to Kriyas Yamsov. What's Pshat? We all recognize that Kriyas Yamsov was an incredible, incredible nace. The Mizoinus is no less of a nace. It's not part of the natural order, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu deliberately did not make it that way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that way that we should know that we need to rely on Him. And how do we rely on Him? The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu left it is with our parnasa, that we should always recognize we all need parnasa, we all need to live, that we should always realize and appreciate that parnasa only could come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was a great tzaddik in Yerushalayim, his name was Rabbi Usher Freund, and there was a person who, and he was very involved in helping people, and he had an individual who, one of the things that he did was that people who needed repairs in their home and they could not afford to have somebody come make those repairs, he had on his payroll such an individual, a contractor, who would go to the homes of almanas and yesaimim and poor people and help them repair, fix whatever needed fixing. And every Friday, he would come to the home of Rav Usher Freund, and Rav Usher Freund would give him, pay him. One Friday, he came to Rav Usher Freund's home, and there was a typical amount that Rav Usher Freund paid him every week. And this week, apparently, there must have been much more work, and the bill was much higher, and the money that he was getting from Rav Usher Freund was not only for himself, it was all for his workers, who were dependent on that money. Payday is Friday. Rav Usher Freund didn't have the extra money, nowhere in the home, and the person says to Rav Usher Freund, this contractor, are you not nervous? He says, of course I'm not nervous. When it comes to Parnassa, I completely rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they're waiting and they don't know what's going to be, and all of a sudden a person knocks on the door. And the Rav Asher Freund lived in Yerushalayim, and this person came from Bnei Brak, and he says, there's a person in Bnei Brak who gave me money to give you, and here's the money. And of course it was exactly the amount of money the Rav Asher Freund needed to give to this contractor. So he asked this man, you're traveling all the way from Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim Friday afternoon. Why did you feel the need to come Friday afternoon to bring me this money? He says, the truth of the matter is that I received the money earlier in the week from somebody who asked me, knowing that I have a relationship with you, to bring the money to you in Yerushalayim. And I figured I'll bring it to you next week. And then this morning, this afternoon, I started thinking to myself, how do I have a right to delay bringing that money to Rav Asher Freund? Maybe he needs it. And I got into my car and I drove. After questioning him, he saw that when did he make that decision? The moment Rav Asher Freund said, we have nothing to worry about, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us what we need. Similarly, the famous Tzaddik Rav Aryeh Levin, during World War I, the situation in Yerushalayim was very dire, and people did not have anything to live on. And it was the same in the home of Rav Aryeh Levin. So Rav Aryeh Levin decided that he's going to take some of the svarim that he has in his home, and he's going to go to a wealthy person that lived in Yerushalayim, relatively wealthy, and give him the svarim as collateral in order to borrow money. He comes to this person with the svarim, with the request to borrow money, and the person refuses. And he says, truthfully, I'm not anxious to lend money. Why do I lend money to people? He said, because if I won't lend them the money, they're going to be very upset at me why I didn't lend them the money. And therefore, I have no choice because I don't want them to be upset with me. He says, I know you, Rav Aryeh Levin, the great tzaddik. Even if I don't lend you the money, you're never going to be upset with me. And therefore, I'm not lending you the money. Rav Aryeh Levin was depressed. He didn't have any other way to have a means to support his family. Comes home, and his wife tells him, why are you upset? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending us a message. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending us a message that we don't need to worry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of us. Because as we're learning, Panosa comes only from Hashem. So Rav Aryeh Levin and his wife were sitting by the table and were talking to each other about being strong and having emunah and recognizing and realizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, especially in the area of support, will always take care of us. And as they're sitting and talking, the mail comes, and Rav Aryeh Levin opens up a letter that he got from the United States, and it's a check for $10, which in that time in Yisrael was a huge sum of money. And there's a letter attached to it, and it says there was a man who lived in the United States that was visiting Eretz Yisrael, and he met Rav Aryeh Levin in Petach Tikva, and of course he was very impressed with him. And he left in his tzavah, he left in his will, that every year on his yahrzeit, they should send to Rav Aryeh Levin in Yerushalayim a check for $10. And of course, Rav Aryeh Levin had now the ability to support, to bring food to his family. We just have to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Chavetz Chaim used to say, if all it means is that we need to strengthen ourselves and recognize and realize that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is the way to accomplish that? Where is the way to reach that madrega, that level? The Chavetz Chaim used to say, learn Sefer Bereishis. Sefer Bereishis is just one big sefer that shows us how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and runs the world. And that all we need to do is trust and rely. B'tchu b'Hashem adayat.